The US government says they're working with both the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces to secure a humanitarian truce in the war-torn country. The statement follows a sharp escalation in bloodshed in the conflict after RSF fighters captured the western city of Al-Fasha after besieging the area for 18 months. Sudanese authorities accuse the RSF of massacring over 2,000 civilians and medical workers since the takeover, and those who have escaped have shared numerous accounts of executions and sexual violence. US Senior Advisor for Arab and African Affairs, Massad Boulos, says the US is determined to see an end to the bloodshed after 2.5 years of civil war.
What happened in Fasher in the last 10 days is extremely sad. The atrocities that we've seen, of course, are totally unacceptable. And we're working on this for the last almost 10 days to finalize the details of this humanitarian truce with both sides, hoping to finalize the details and hopefully have something positive to announce soon. But we can't say more than that because it's in the process of being negotiated.